It's time now for the facts on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.
Good Monday morning to you, Dr. Jonathan. Welcome to the Brekkie Show. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning, Clay and Emma. How are you?
Morning.
Yeah, good, good today. Yeah, no Jamie today. He's away, but we're going to crack on regardless.
And yeah,
do
yeah.
Our thing. Yeah. So what's going on in the country at the moment?
We've now got to a point where we've probably had as many cases in this second wave or second peak that we had in the first, and obviously still growing at a reasonable rate. There seems to be a bit of a similar number of cases per day. It isn't growing like there could have been, so that's good, but it's not going down either. So still a bit of work to be done down south. I was going to say that I was looking at sort of the highest number of deaths in a day yesterday, which is very sad. I think we've probably got to prepare for probably even some days that are higher than that. I looked at the number of cases that are people who are in aged care facilities, which is sort of the highest risk. And there's a good couple of hundred of the cases in Victoria are in aged care. So, I think sadly we'll probably see those numbers go up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 155 deaths right now. So that's pretty.
Yeah.
That's pretty full on. That's for the country as of now, and that number could be growing for sure.
Yeah.
But are we growing complacent as Queenslanders? What do you think? What's our progress at the moment?
Yeah. So I saw a study on the weekend that looked at up to about 4 weeks ago. So there's always a bit of a lag. And it showed that we're actually, our behaviours at that time, so start of July, was pretty similar to other states, even including Victoria. So we, at the peak of the first wave, we were having contact with about 4.5 other people outside our household, and it was then up to 9, so it's kind of doubled and similar to Victoria. The percentage of people who always stay within, sort of outside the 1.5 metres of other people has dropped from 62% to 39%, so just over half.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, again, similar to Victoria. So we can pat ourselves on the back in Queensland and say we've done great, but really we're sort of behaving similar to those down south. It's just that we've been lucky not to have the outbreak. Yeah. So I think it just shows, I think overall, we're doing really well, and it's hard to keep this up, but what I would kind of encourage Queenslanders, there's a lot we can do now with the restrictions lifted, but the important things are to keep that distance, physical distance between people who are not of the same household, and just, look at how close you are to other people when you're doing things, whether that's in public or in your own household having visitors, and just to kind of keep in mind that we don't want sort of one case to turn into a 100 or a 1,000.
Yeah, definitely. And what are your thoughts on keeping the borders open? Do you think they should be shut soon?
I think it seems reasonable to keep open and have those declared hotspots, and they just will need to watch closely and declare more if it's needed. To me, it doesn't seem like it needs to be closed again yet, but it's a moving piece. This, you've got to kind of adjust. I looked at the numbers in Sydney. Mostly the cases relate to known outbreaks, but there are sort of ones popping up every couple of days. So, they've just got to watch that closely, I reckon.
Well, we were just yarning about, closing our border and creating a bubble where we can start, rebuilding businesses, get back to sort of like a normalised lifestyle. And when things sort of fizzle out, that's when we can open up and welcome.
That's kind of what you face, isn't it?
It's like
pure isolation for the state.
Yeah.
And everything continues on the way it's been going for before COVID. But then again, reasonable opening the borders shouldn't do any harm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of good things in place to pick things up and manage it. And it's a thing that you've got to take calculated risks. We always use those words, proportional response. So you could go to the extreme and reduce all risk, but you create other problems from that and other risks. So you've got to balance. That's tricky. There's not always the most obvious, easy answer. You've got to kind of adjust as you go.
Well, totally. And none of us in this generation have ever had to face anything like this before.
No.
So.
There's no blueprint for it, is there? There's no, you do this next and that happens.
Flying blind, aren't we? Well, thank you so much for that, a little update. And I think we'll be speaking to you on Friday.
Yep. Great.
Awesome.
Sweet. If there's anything, if there's anything full on that happens in between, I reckon we can arrange for another Wednesday.
A quick catch up.
Yeah, no worries. I'm happy for another call.
Pretty well, thank you, Dr. Wonderful. Jonathan Leach. Cheers for joining us on the show, mate.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
That was the latest on the coronavirus with Dr. Jonathan Leach. If you have a question for Dr. John and can't get through, call 07 3892 0181. That's 07 3892 0181. Or head to our Facebook page.